Now, the Buccos are last in every offensive category there is in baseball, Jonathan, as you well know. And who's second to last in all those categories? Ah, yes, the Minnesota Twins. Let's talk about my favorite subject, the Twins. How about Monday night, hosting the New York Mets? 10,240 was the attendance at Target Field. Target Field opened in 2010. It's been in existence for 15 seasons. That is the lowest crowd they've ever had in a non-COVID year in 15 years. The fans are done with this team, their AAA lineup, their Little League second baseman. How about the City Connect uniforms that everybody loves in every city? Have you seen the City Connect uniforms for the Twins? They look like the Brewers. The poll ads even screwed up the City Connect uniforms. And of course, then we have Rocco Baldelli. I love this quote from Baldelli this week. I love to be aggressive on the bases, on a regular basis, on a daily basis. We have some guys that can take advantage of a situation, of a base stealing opportunity, and not to wait around and think about it too long. Just go. We want to go. We want to be aggressive. That's good aggressive baseball. That's the kind of baseball I want to play. Oh, really, Rocco? Is that why you've been bottom five in stolen bases in all six of the seasons you've been a manager? The Paulette family!
You cannot be serious!
You know, I had to listen to, in the past 2 weeks, many women's college basketball analysts talk about Paige Bueckers and her possible impact in the WNBA, including Rebecca Lobo and Deb Antonelli. Of course, she went first in the WNBA draft last night. But, I mean, they are saying she will have just as much impact on the WA, if not more, than Caitlin Clark. Now, how is that possible for you to transform a league, for you to have TV ratings three times what you did the year before, or league attendance up 40% as a whole? Let's just go to this fact, and these are some interesting numbers. This year's national championship game between UConn and South Carolina, a great matchup, the matchup that everybody wanted for TV ratings, Geno going for his 12th, on for a repeat in 3 out of 4, player of the year Paige Bueckers, drew an average of 8.6 million viewers with a peak of 9.9 million. Let's go back just 1 year when it was Iowa against that very same South Carolina team. Not 8.6 million average, but 18.7 million with a peak of 24 million. Compare that to Florida-Houston this year's men's title game, 18.1 million. So the women's championship game last year was more than the men's this year with Caitlin and double what it was with Paige. These notions that she's going to have just as much or a bigger impact are completely ludicrous. So I say to the women's analytic basketball community,
you cannot be serious.
How about Anthony DeClaire and the New York Islanders? Now, Anthony DeClaire is in his 11th year in the National Hockey League, the left winger. This is his 8th team. He signed a 4-year, $14 million contract on July 1st with the Islanders. Well, after their game in early April, in which they got beat by Tampa Bay, head coach Patrick Waugh was none too happy with Anthony DeClaire. He said, DeClaire is lucky to be in the lineup. Sorry if I lose it on him right now, but that's how I feel. He's not skating. He's not competing. He's not moving his feet. He's not playing up to what we expect from him. By the way, in 44 games, 7 goals and 4 assists. The day following in the locker room, DeClaire went to Waugh and said, I need to take time off to think about this, to think and to reflect on my whole situation. Now, to me, he's just absolutely quitting on the team. Of course, Waugh said, we gladly gave him as much time off as he needs. Of course, they want to vitiate the contract. But for an NHL hockey player to take that stance, I think is ludicrous. Anthony DeClaire.
You cannot be serious.
And finally, I have one from my own life, Mitch. And I didn't say it because I was on the phone last week, but I wanted to tell the story in person. So let's go back to the first Friday in April. This is the first time the Dodgers lost a game when they went to Philadelphia that Friday night. It was Jesus Luzardo against Yamamoto. Mm-hmm. Yamamoto gives up an unearned run in the first where he has a bad throw trying to pick off Trey Turner. So it's 1-0 after one. At the time, and I was out at Stadium Swim with all the people from the Crown, at that point I bet the first 5 under 2.5 at a plus price. Well, it goes along and still won. And after the second inning ended, I bet the first 7 under 3.5 at a plus price. I'll give the number because it's relevant, 1,500 at plus 104. Okay? We get all the way to the bottom of the 7th now. It's still 1-0 Phillies. I'm in a great spot, right? I thought about betting, will there be a run in the bottom of the 7th? I tried to middle it. I didn't. But now Yamamoto's out of the game because he's over 100 pitches, and Kirby Yates comes in. Of course, he walks Kepler on 4 pitches to start off the inning. Then Castellanos doubles to left. So now it's 2nd and 3rd and nobody out. He strikes out Realmuto. All right. Now Bryson Stott singles to left. Kepler scores, making it 2-0. And now we have first and third because Castellanos holds up at third. Next up, ground ball to the hole at first and between first and second. The run scores, but there's two outs and a runner on second. So now it's 3-0. There's a runner on second. And Schwarber's coming up. Now they're up to the top of the lineup. I have to try to get off this bed or middle of this, right? So I'm looking on my apps trying to find some way I can. I find Schwarber fourth plate appearance to reach base, yes, no. And the yes is plus 184. Well, I think this is the perfect scenario. Because if he gets a hit and the run scores, I lose my first seven, I lose the 1,500, but I'm getting plus 184, so I bet 1,000. There's actually a scenario where if he walks and you get out of the inning, mm-hmm. I could scoop. Right? I think I have to make the bet.
Okay.
They go to break, and it's on Apple TV. They go to break. They come back. It's a right-handed pitcher, which I'm shocked by because I thought he's bringing a left-hander in to face Schwarber, Turner, and Harper. They intentionally walked Schwarber. Oh. Now I just need an out, and Garcia, the reliever, strikes out Turner. I scoop, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it pays the under first seven bet, and now I'm looking on the other app. Nothing's happened. Nothing's happened with the other bet. Nothing's happened. Now the game's over. Void refund. They refunded the bet on Schwarber reaching base. I said, this is ludicrous. Now, you know how hard it is to try to get a hold of somebody?
It's impossible.
Unless it's here and you can call Jeff Benson at home. But
tweet him.
I try to get a hold of I try to call the customer service. I try that stupid AI that doesn't understand what I'm saying, misgraded a yes spread onto reach base and all this. So I go to a casino that has that book. And I go to the counter and said, I need to speak to somebody in your risk department or settlement, however it does this. I actually get on the phone with somebody. I have to give him the 78-digit number and all of this. And I say, you've misgraded this bet. This should have been a winner. You refunded my 1,000. I'm supposed to win 1,800 on this bet, right? And he's going through the whole scenario. He says, well, it was an intentional walk. It doesn't get paid. I sent it in, the rule. It specifically says on this sportsbook's page of what their rules are, on bets to reach base, they include fielder's choice, error, and intentional walks. I'm reading him through this. He's going on his website. He comes back. You know what he says? Well, then if it includes an intentional walk and error and all this, it can't be plus 184. I said, well, you made the price.
Right.
I made the bet. This went on for 40 minutes on the phone with this person until finally he said, okay, we're going to regrade it. Give us 15 minutes. And I got paid for the bet. But the lesson is know the rules and be persistent. How many people would have just accepted the refund there?
Wow.
But what I say to this is sportsbook who don't follow your own rules.
You cannot be serious!